Today is Monday, March 21st, 1994, and my name is Rick Bradley, and I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona with Mary Cochran. Mary, tell me how you and Nikki first met.
In high school, Bridgewater, Mass.
Mm-hmm. And you, were you dating at the time? Were you just friends, or how did...
Oh, we were dating. He was a, I was a, he was a senior, and I was, we had a junior high then.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a junior high.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to, the next year after he graduated, he went to Boston to college, and I used to walk to the train with him. He had to go in on the train.
Mm-hmm. So how did you two wind up getting married? Where did you get married and when? And
we got married in California when Mike was in spring training.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
Wait a minute, I have to think. He had to go to spring training before, I don't know, he had to go to spring training while he was still in college.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and father wouldn't let me go unless she went with me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that, I don't know, one of the reasons that Mike had earned the money to pay my fare and everything, but that wasn't what was bothering my family. It was bothering them because they knew the type of girls that were out in spring training in those days.
Mm-hmm.
There were no college boys.
Mm-hmm.
So mother went out with me, and we were married in spring training.
What did your parents think about you marrying a ball player?
Oh, that didn't bother me. They tried to get him to change schools and go to Dartmouth because we lived up near Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't. He played... I never saw him play baseball before I was married.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to skip ahead a little bit to when Connie Mack bought...
Well, we were married then.
Mm-hmm. It was 1924. Mickey was playing for
Portland, yes.
In the piece.
And Connie had to buy Portland to get Mike.
He bought the whole team.
Yes.
Now, the reason was... Portland wanted, they wanted quite a bit of money for Mickey, and Mr. Connie Mack thought it was too much, so he said, I'll just buy the whole team.
Yeah. Well, anyway, right, I don't know, I can't remember, other, no,
mm-hmm.
But I know that Connie Mack's son managed it, because we went out to visit. We were going to Hawaii, I think, and this is quite a while afterwards. And his son, he had three sons, three, yes, I think. We got to know him very well. And so his son had, his son and his wife, she was charming, had us for dinner when we were out in Portland for a visit. We weren't playing out there or anything. And I guess Mike had met him, I don't know when, but anyway, that's another story, so
mm-hmm.
We'll not go on with that. Let me see.
Well, what do you remember about Connie Mack? Did you like him quite a bit, or?
Well, I thought he was. He was a very kind, and I don't know much about the baseball part of it,
mm-hmm.
but I know he put a lot of used a lot of judgment. He used Mike's choice of pitchers.
He put a lot of faith in him.
Yeah. He, I don't know, because the story I'm thinking of is not really about that, so I don't know.
Well, I know that Connie Mack later, he said that when he paid two. Now, the price that, when I was doing the research, it said that it was reportedly for $200,000 that he paid for the Portland franchise.
Yes, it was.
And then he said that...
Tom Turner was the one that closed the deal,
mm-hmm.
and he was a scout for the A's. And I don't know if this is interesting or not, but he told Connie that he had bought Mick from Boston College, and he of course went to Boston University,
mm-hmm.
and so Tom Turner, he's the one that told him that, and of course he he was a Catholic, and he thought Connie would be happy with that. Anyway.
Was Tom Turner then, he was the scout that...
That signed him, or told Connie about him.
Okay, so he was the one who discovered Mickey then.
Or at least told
Mr. Mack about him.
Yes.
Okay.
But Connie had seen him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, Connie said he was worth every penny of that $200,000. I know that. Let me just bump ahead a little bit to 1928. And 1928, Mickey won the first MVP award.
Yes.
Well, what was his reaction to winning that?
You probably have read something about him holding out.
Well, if you can. If you care to pass that along on the tape, we'd be happy to hear it.
I don't know. But, I have the trophy and so forth of that, but my daughter has all those mm-hmm. things. My family has them. And let me see. I don't think there's anything I can think of.
All right, let's go ahead to the next 3 years, 1929, and 30, and 31, and the A's went to three straight World Series.
Yeah.
And they won the 1929, mm-hmm. they won, and they won again in 1930, and then unfortunately lost in 31. Now there's
a story about that too.
Okay, what's the story that you're going to tell me?
Well,
something about the stock market?
Yes, but that wasn't true.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. It said that supposedly he was worried about his investments during the Depression, and that's the reason that he did so poorly.
That would never enter his baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, we lost the World Series money. That's all.
Cool.
That's why it affected the stock market.
Mm-hmm. After the 1931 season was over, then there was a tour of Japan.
Yes.
That Fred Lieb took.
Yes,
there was all
I
kinds
know.
Of Gehrig and
I
Simmons.
Know that.
Did you go along?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, what do you remember about that? That really was interesting.
That's really the first time I got to know any of the ballplayers.
Mm-hmm.
I had pneumonia in Japan. I don't remember that about, really about, yes I do, because it was quite an experience. And I went to the ball plate games there in Japan, and I was surprised at how little the seats were.
Mm-hmm. How small they were?
Yeah.
What is that? Were the Japanese people enthusiastic about the tour?
They had a parade when we went over on the boat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two weeks on the boat. The Taiyo Maru we went over on. No, the Tatsuta Maru we went over on. I have the most pictures of those.
Okay.
And but I don't know. I have a Japanese book, but I don't know where it is. And we came back on the Tatsuta Maru, which was an old German boat, and it was top heavy. We had to come home from Kobe because I couldn't go on the boat that we were supposed to go on because I was so sick.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to come to Kobe, and I don't know. I can't remember that.
Okay.
Because I was really pretty sick.
So you got sick over there, or was it something that you had here and just got worse over there?
No, it was. I got pneumonia.
Yeah.
And on Thanksgiving Day.
Was the weather pretty bad over there while they were playing? Was it cold and rainy, or?
No.
No.
No, I wasn't out in the cold. No, that isn't how I got pneumonia, but I think it was no milk.
No.
I was used to drinking milk. And I really got sick. And then they got me, we were in the hotel, and they had to leave me behind. And they had an English doctor. And the English doctor prescribed some kind of medicine, I don't know what it was, but it made me deathly sick.
Oh.
And then there was a nurse over there that was a friend of the woman that was the wife of the hotel manager. And she came in and changed my medicine, I think, but got me a Japanese doctor, which was better. The English doctor was trying to run up my bill. Anyway.
Was this the trip, do you remember if Mo Berg was on this trip?
He was on a trip with Al Simmons, because he was a friend of Al Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Al Simmons very well. I was at his wedding, not his wedding, but his announcement of his wedding. The day my oldest baby was born, about the next day, I think,
mm-hmm.
He carried me up the stairs and everything. But
Mo was over there, if you remember, was Mo over there snapping pictures? And the story is that he was taking pictures and they later used him during the war. He was spying when he was over there. Everybody was wondering why this tour is loaded with Cochrans and Gehrigs and these great ball players, Frankie Frisch and Al Simmons and people like that, Lefty O'Doul. And here's Mo Berg. They used to say about Mo, he could speak 9 languages and couldn't hit in any of them, but anyway, I just want to ask you for myself. Do you remember, now Fred Lieb was the one who put this together? Tell me about Fred.
And his daughter was there.
Mm-hmm. He was a sports writer, or?
He was a sports writer, yes. And he contacted me after Mike died, when I was in Florida one time. Looked me up. But not for anything, just to know how it was, I guess, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the man that ran the tour, what's his name? His wife was along, and his baby.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Fred Lieb was all that I could find in researching this, so.
Well, he lived in New Jersey, he and his wife, and what was his name? Well, I can't think of it, but if that's the way I am, I even think of things that I want to think of. I want to remember dates and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They completely go, but then the next day I'll think of them.
That's all right. You're doing fine. Now, for 1933, at the end of the 33 season, and Mr. Mack broke up the A's.
Yes, and we went to Detroit.
He sold Mickey Detroit for $100,000, and then he was Nelson.
Navin was president.
Frank Navin, right, and they made Mickey manager, too.
Yes.
Right. Now, supposedly...
That's the only reason he'd sell him.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't sell him unless he was being managed.
Well, you're talking about Mr. Mack. He only sold him because Mr. Navin made him manager.
Yes.
Okay. Supposedly, Navin originally wanted Babe Ruth to manage the team. Do you remember this at all?
Well, he didn't want it, but I'll tell you, I think Briggs did.
Mm-hmm.
But Briggs wasn't counting when Navin was there.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, supposedly the story goes, he called Ruth, and Ruth was on his way to Hawaii or something to put on some baseball clinics and wanted to know if it could wait, and they said it couldn't wait, and they hired Mickey instead.
But I don't think they would. I don't think Navin would have bought Ruth.
With Ruth. So the first year in Detroit, this team is, it's a pretty good team, but they're just kind of missing something, and then Mickey shows up, and right into the World Series they go.
Who was, Harris was the manager before.
Bucky Harris?
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was. And he wasn't very popular in Detroit.
How popular was Mickey in Detroit? Did they just love him? Or?
He never had made speeches before, and he did make some wonderful speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And all the charity clubs and everything got him to make speeches. And it became the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
The banks were closing then, and they didn't go to anything but ballparks, because they wouldn't spend any money. I mean, they didn't. No, that isn't what I want to say. They didn't give private dinners and so forth in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore. Instead, they went to ballparks, spent their money for tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. The World Series against St. Louis. After five games, Detroit's ahead 3-2, and then in the sixth game, there's a bunt, and Mickey's on second, and he's going to third, and the umpire is Brick Owens, and he calls Mickey out, and everybody swears that he's safe. Do you remember that? Remember that play at all? Or
was that in St. Louis?
That was, I think that one was in Detroit. That was game six in Detroit.
I think that was one night he spent in the hospital in Detroit. Because somebody spiked him. And I don't know if that was it or not.
No, I'm not, I don't have that written down here. I'm not sure either. I was just curious. So they lost that game. They wound up, St. Louis beat them 4-3. And then the very last game, Dizzy Dean.
Beat him.
Yeah, beat him 11-0, and that was the game where Joe Medwick went into third. Were you at that game? The seventh game of the World Series?
I saw very few.
Very few?
Baseball games.
Really? You didn't go to any of the World Series games?
I didn't go to the first one.
Did you see many in Philadelphia or many in Detroit or not very many?
No. I had children. I couldn't go to the games.
And couldn't take the kids. Well, okay. I'm just curious. When the series was over and Detroit had lost, what was Mickey's mood like? Very, very disappointed, or was he mad at himself?
I never knew.
Never knew. He never brought it home.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Tried not to, but he never talked about baseball with me.
When he came home, he left it all at the ballpark. Yep. And then after 1934 season, then there was another tour of Japan.
Yes, but we didn't go.
Didn't go on that one? Yep. Okay. Following year is 1935, and the Tigers are in the World Series again, and this time they won. They beat the Cubs. In fact, Mickey scored the winning run.
Yes.
Yes, he did. Now,
I was at that game.
You were at that game?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you remember much about that game? Or
no.
Other than the fact that he scored the winning run?
No, but I knew he was going to.
Mm-hmm.
We had a thing in the World Series, and not until almost the last time I was at a World Series, where we wouldn't change underwear if they didn't get a hit or so forth and so on.
Superstitious.
And I wouldn't buy a new dress or anything because I wouldn't want to, I don't know.
Jinx them.
Yeah.
What after the Detroit won the World Series, what was obviously Mickey?
Well, that was quite a celebration.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what was Detroit like after they won the World Series?
Well, I remember a lot of things getting ready for the World Series. Like, Schoolboy Rowe's wife was brought up and entertained, and she'd never had shoes on before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go sort of lead her.
Mm-hmm. They have a big parade?
They had a parade afterwards, and my daughter, Joan, she wasn't that old, and Landis was in the parade, but it was on Hudson's balcony, that's where she was and Landis was. And Landis was crazy about her. He lived in Winnetka in Chicago, and so when we went to Chicago, he saw Mike, I guess. I don't know where he saw him, but anyway, he asked for a picture of Joan, and she really did look cute. I don't know where that picture is. Oh, I think it's in her baby book, so it's not here. She lives in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, do you remember anything? What were your impressions of Judge Landis? How well did you know him?
Well, I used to see him at his he was sick for a while, and he didn't go into town the last time I liked him. Mm-hmm. I liked him, and he really was the best baseball manager we had. Not manager, but
commissioner.
Yeah. Although he can handle him.
About a month after the season is over, then Mr. Navin died.
Yeah.
And Mr. Briggs took over, and he made Mickey vice president.
No.
Well, that's what I'm reading in history books, so you're telling me otherwise?
Well, Briggs would like to have that.
Mm-hmm. I thought that said that Mickey was vice president of the club in 35. That's not true, then we'll...
I don't know. I think I would have known that.
I think so, too. The next year, 1936, was a tough year. Started off, he broke a finger in April.
He broke a finger the year my son was born.
Okay, 1936?
No, that was 1925.
Well, okay.
In Portland.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have in April of 36 that he broke a finger, and in June, they named Joe McCarthy manager of the All-Star game instead of Mickey, because Mickey was suffering from exhaustion, or he was in the hospital, and then maybe a couple days later he got out of the hospital and went to Wyoming.
Yes, but that he didn't break a finger.
Okay. And then he came back to the Tigers a few weeks later, and he only lasted a little while, maybe 5 or 6 days, and then he left again and Del Baker took over. Is that true?
No, that's not right order.
Okay.
let's see if I can... that was a... He went out to Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
to get away from baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because and he took my son with him,
mm-hmm.
in order to I had been sick too. And he took my son with me to give him something to look after.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was before he got hit in the head.
Right, that was the previous year. Right.
Well, see, he had been having trouble with his eyes,
mm-hmm.
that previous year.
Really?
Yes. And so it wasn't, was it Bump Hadley that hit him?
It was Bump Hadley, yeah.
Well, it wasn't his fault,
mm-hmm.
because he hadn't been able to game in Philadelphia before that Bump Hadley game,
mm-hmm.
and the game in Boston, I guess before that other game. There were two days before he bump heavy,
mm-hmm.
that he almost hit himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he... That's when I got disgusted with Briggs, because I got to know Briggs quite well,
mm-hmm.
and he was wonderful when Mike was hit in the head as far as providing
taking care of the hospital bills and things like that? Or?
Yes, and also the doctors, but we had the Ford Hospital doctor anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we had all the doctors in the world, but Mike healed beautifully because mm-hmm. he did not get a fractured skull or anything. So then Briggs made the statement to me that he'd never have to play for Mike again. Well, that didn't suit Mike because baseball was his favorite. It was his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so Briggs made him coach. He was not meant to be a coach. He couldn't, he had to be in the game.
In the game, and he couldn't manage sitting on the bench.
That's right. So he fired him.
Well, I'll tell you, we're just getting maybe that much ahead of ourselves. I just wanted to ask you what you remember about that day in New York when Bump Hadley.
Well, I wasn't there.
You weren't there, but
I was flying on an airplane and I fell asleep.
Really?
I knew I was going to have to be alert when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, you're talking about you flew to New York after you had gotten the news.
I read it in the paper.
You read it, that's how you got the news.
But then Mr. Briggs called me.
You read it.
Driving home, I saw on the street corner, my maid was out at the door to meet me, and she said, Mr. Briggs calls you, and I said, well, I'm going. He'd call the nurse and tell her to call me
and get you back. Huh? Mm-hmm. What did he ever describe to you what happened when Bump Hadley let go of the ball?
I don't know. He didn't know.
He just lost sight of it, or
no? He was out. He didn't come to. When he was down, I remember Cy Perkins, you know, was a very good friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he wouldn't let them move him after he fell. Of course, he wouldn't have known. But I think Cy told him. No, he didn't. Bump Hadley think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I know that Bump Hadley talked to him afterwards too, and he talked to me.
Well, what did he say?
He said he did not No, try to hit him. I don't know.
The following year, we just talked about it just a couple minutes ago about when Mr. Briggs then fired Mickey as manager. Now in 4 years, 34, 35, 36, and 37, there's two first place finishes, two second place finishes, and his reward is to, for the following year, to be fired. What do you remember about the firing?
Well, I remember that. I don't know who was broadcasting then, but it was really awful for Mr. Briggs because he really gave him, his own daughter, Briggs' own daughter, called Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a, it might have been a, did Del Baker win a World Series? I think right after that.
It might have been in the World Series in 19, yeah, I guess they, well, not my memory's losing me too. They were in the World Series in 1940 against the Reds.
Yeah, I know.
But at the moment, I can't remember who won that World Series.
Well, I don't know, but it seems to me that we were at Briggs' house. I don't know. I can't remember exactly why, but I think it was a World Series, or it might have been a ball game. I don't think it was a ball game. It wouldn't be a brief series. I don't know. I can't remember.
That's okay. It's okay. What kind of, or how did Mickey handle the news that he was fired?
We went down to Grosseal. We had a house down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we built the house until afterwards. Oh no. We didn't have a house down there then. The Ford Motor Company built our house for us. So that wasn't.
Was he relieved that it was over, or
no?
Because you said he wasn't very happy sitting on the bench manager.
No, well he wasn't happy. He was happy, but he couldn't get what he wanted out of them.
Mm-hmm. No. You're talking about the players.
Yes. No, I think that was it, because see, he was used to Connie
mm-hmm.
giving him directions,
mm-hmm.
and so.
He liked Mr. Mack quite a bit more than he liked Mr. Briggs. Would it be safe to say?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And Maven, you're probably right that he did make Maven, because Maven was sick. I think he probably did make him
Vice President? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Admiral Al Simmons said that that Briggs would battle with Mickey over the handling of pitchers. He would even call Mickey from, well, Briggs was on his yacht, and he would be listening to the ball game on the radio, and I guess after it was over, he'd call him from the yacht. Is that true?
Well, he had a yacht in Miami. And we were down there on it once. But they became friends afterwards, after Mike was
What do you remember? You said you were good friends with Al Simmons.
Al Simmons. Mike's mother was there at that. And then he went through a whole group of socialites, riding people. She was a ride, rode horses and so forth and so on. And, but he lost his touch, I guess, I don't know. But
well, let me ask you about the book. Mickey wrote the book in 1939, is that right?
Well, let me see. I know what house we lived in.
Okay.
We lived in because we just rented that house.
No, that just, it has the fact that we reprinted it in this past year, but, well, whose idea was it to write the book? Was it his idea all along, or did someone come up to him and say, let's write it?
Somebody came up and asked him to, I gave him the idea.
Okay, well, flip it over and we just have a couple of questions to go.
Okay.
Gordon had. One was Mickey that I understand he didn't care for.
No, that wasn't it. I didn't like it, Mickey.
You didn't like it.
But I liked Mike.
And he was also called Black Mike.
Well, that was from baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That was Eddie Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him that.
But you say you like Mike, and you've called him Mike throughout this throughout our talk. Did Mike come from Black Mike, or did it come from something else?
No, it came from Mike because I didn't like Mickey.
Oh, okay.
And his mother never called him Gordon. I used to call him Gordon.
What did his mom call him?
Gordon.
Okay.
They also called Gordon. And at in college and. He was kid cop because he was younger. Kid cop used to call him kid, but I didn't like that.
So he didn't like it, or he didn't care one way or the other. All baseball nicknames, and when I got to Mickey under Mickey Collins, I had something about he got the nickname because of his Scotch Irish, Scotch Irish, and the question I was ask you then was, if he didn't like the nickname, then why does it say Mickey Collins and he refers to himself as Mickey throughout the book? If he didn't care one way or the other, then that answers the question. Just a little bit about what's happening in this country at the time, depression and things like that. What kind of life was Mickey always paid well enough by Mr. Mack and Mr. Mack?
Than we ever did in baseball.
Invested quite a bit of money into them, and
no, they paid. He worked for.
Okay, he got a job with Ford.
It was
like as a spokesman or
no, He didn't do any talking. He spoke. That was company was in that's the word I'm trying to get. Got him a it's not the
during the was at the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
He was coaching a ball team there, or?
He had the whole team, ball team.
Uh-huh.
And they had a
They were had a record of like 48-2 or something like that. They were pretty
and
good.
To do night duty, and he did summer.
About Wyoming, it's interesting, the two folks from Massachusetts. This is in that, what was the about the country that you liked? Just the wide open spaces, or just the fact that it's beautiful or peaceful?
People slept around the street and everything. I can't remember what made me sick, but I guess that was pneumonia too. He was so sick we had to ride out of the couldn't cross the river. We had to
January 14th along with his buddy Lefty Grove. You didn't go to the but he didn't even go.
That was a
And he was standing out there and couldn't go. He was a general manager of the A's for a while.
Connie Jr.
Yeah.
Was there. And I've seen Connie Jr. in Florida. Connie and Sue. They had their 50th in school at Duke University when both of them were in school. Archie was at Duke University. Yeah, we were down in Spring Valley. That's when I got. Who was the manager of the Yankees? I got to know him.
Casey?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mike was going to have to take me. Late at night, so we were sitting in the lounge. Casey had his usual oranges and whatever he had before he went to bed. And he said, "Why don't you take me to the train?" You better take her to the plane and see that he gets I was going to take it back. And then I went to accept that trophy. And he was fun, so fun. I could hardly get up when he announced it, and of course I knew that I was going to get. I didn't know I was going to get the trophy.
Mickey's last couple of years, he was for the Dodgers again. He scouted for a little while, and was he vice president again for
If we went back to live in Detroit, it was because we were with Ford.
This is Tabbitts. He's called Mickey. Game his competitor. That Mickey was the okay. Well, that's the question. You. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I don't care how he's remembered. Yep. think I'm about right on most everything.
Okay.
Thank you.